May 6th, my wife and I attended the Ball State University Miller College of Business Class of 2022 Honors Program graduation. The bulletin highlighted the 21 students graduating from the program, and each had a picture, brief bio, and under their picture, an opportunity for a quote or statement significant to them. Two of the students chose Psalms meaningful to them. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Psalm 106, verse 1, praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. My first thought was how wonderful to see young folks that have faith and trust in God. It is always reassuring to me when I am exposed to this in an unexpected place, such as a graduation program. However, on further reflection, it struck me that this is a perfect example of Christians taking what they have been equipped with into their world. Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 14 states, "For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it." The last phrase, "it is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it," really resonates with me in thinking about our opportunity and charge to take the word to those around us. We are equipped if we believe, and we have opportunity after opportunity to tell people around us about God and the way he is with us all the time. We should not think of our ministry as something we do in our spare time or something we do for our church, but as Paul states in Romans 10, verse 17, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." We hear the word each time we attend worship service, Bible study, or discussion groups. We know the Bible tells us how important it is to spread the word. 2 Corinthians 2:14, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in a triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere." Matthew 4:4, "But he answered, it is written, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And James 1:22, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Romans 10, verses 12 through 18 says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have. For their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. So how do we come to neglect our call to be the feet in taking God's word to those around us? For me, it is an easy and painful answer because it exposes one of my significant weaknesses. While Scripture is clear on our obligation to not just hear but to proclaim the word, I somehow sequester that charge to those instances when I am with an individual or group of folks that I know have faith in Christ. And while it is good to reinforce faith, Our real work as spreaders of the word is in our everyday life, not knowing if folks have faith or not. That is where my weakness is exposed. I am reticent about imposing my beliefs on others. Now back to the intro about the Ball State students putting their faith in writing to their constituency. We should follow their lead and not consider it as imposing, but as planting seeds that will bear fruit where they take root and grow. We, as witnesses to Christ's love and salvation, are blessed to have the ability to tell the story and go into our community with the knowledge that we are doing God's work. God's love for us requires our love for our Father. New Testament Scripture, Matthew 22:34-40, speaks to our call to the commandments, and Jesus' response makes clear the most important of all. Verse 34, when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, 35 and one of them, an expert in law, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. My love for God means not being shy about talking about what God does in my day-to-day life. My love for my neighbor means I am obligated to take my witness to my neighbor so that he may also know God's grace. We must be ready to address the skepticism of those who see faith as a fanciful escape or unrealistic belief, or most notably, not supported by science. My simple answer to that is found in nature. I simply say, do you really think the beauty and order of nature happened by chance? I particularly love God's creation of trees. I think once we move outside of the human and animal world, trees are God's greatest creation on earth. So we are equipped if we simply call on those things in our day-to-day life that affirm our belief in God and are obvious to others. We should not shy away because of fear of not knowing what to say or how to say it, but know that Jesus is with us and will give us the capability to be witnesses to those around us. As noted above in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you.